when I try to put on fake eyelashes, look at these. Think about the mechanics of how I would fit.
It's like I have tweezer hands.
You do have, you have tweezer fingers.
Edward tweezer fingers.
Lower tweezer hands. When I would babysit or whatever, go to someone's house, like you can just rearrange their whole house. As long as you put it all back, because you remember where it goes, then it doesn't matter. And everybody gets to enjoy a fort, including you. And you're like, now you just start like telling them, all right, now you drape this up here. And then you get in there and micromanage a little bit. Before you know it, you have like a huge labyrinth network throughout the entire house of chairs, blankets, pillows. Dude. Sometimes there's a basket involved. It's just like,
not the basket.
Not the basket.
Puts the lotion in the basket. It puts the lotion on its skin.
Or else it gets the hose again.
That's it.
Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. Not very many to listen to. Not but. Let's rewind that quote. Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. I'm your host, Molly Stewart, and this is my co-host,
Laura Contreras.
That's right.
Hey. We gotta do our intro.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Now that's how you start the show,
baby.
That's how
you start the f***ing show. Everything is really unhinged, but I feel like, all right, I can't even tell you what I have ordered and what is going to be started to be put together for the new podcast room, but I feel like it's coming back to where it needs to be. You know, like things have felt kind of off. I feel like ever since I broke that chair for jumping into it with Liquid IV, I feel like things have been just on a weird trajectory. I'm not even kidding. It's like you lose sponsorships, you get taken off the airways, have to go find a different distributor, start having streaming problems with Patreon at first. Like, it's just been a lot. Having all that money locked up, it was crazy, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that was the cause of it, but that's when I see it kind of all starting where things start to unravel, you know what I mean? So
you're right. I didn't think about that.
The way that this is going to be, this new space is going to be set up, I think is really just getting back to the basics, but so much more elevated. Like, y'all are not even ready for what my mind has put together with this room. It's going to be really sick, and I can't wait to show it to you. And part of it is getting started tomorrow, so I don't know how long this is going to take. It just like depends on everybody's schedule, who does different things in the room that I'm not doing. So we're going to try to get that done as fast as possible. I'm hoping for the new year.
And we're just grateful that that's where they're starting.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Top priority. Shout out to my contractor because he's amazing and he knows everything and he loves the pod, support the pod. He's like, pod is first. Pod is
pod
first
is
on this
life,
pod.
Which is, you know, how you should all feel.
How you all should feel. And and we used to have so many more people feeling it before we got taken off the airways. And then it's like people thought that we were gone.
They didn't
come back. So we need y'all to be sharing with a friend.
Please.
Or an enemy or a family member. It doesn't really matter. Just be sharing.
Watch it at your holiday parties. Be like, you know, have you guys seen this podcast? It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Let's just
over
say that.
And over and over. Like me giving myself cookies in the face. And that's why I'm not wearing any sort of belly shirts today.
Oh gosh, let's talk about that actually. So I also am not really wearing belly shirts because of all the food I've been intaking like for the last month and a half. Like, because it's full throttle holiday. Like, let's go. Like pizza,
all the tasty things
and bread. Yeah.
If it's cold, I need to feed. I'm like a bear getting ready to hibernate, except I have to keep living. Like, I can't just like go to sleep.
And it's comfort foods, right? Like mac and cheese us the other day.
Oh my God.
Pasta all day, every day.
All the pasta.
Pizza.
All the baking that I do. And I have to like pawn off the baking on other people because I will sit there and just like decimate. Like, I had to stop myself. I sat down with myself the other day and I said, self, listen, you work out, but not enough for what the fuck you're doing right now. Like, this is not okay. I started getting acne. I had to cover it up today. I have freckles, fake freckles. put on my face just so I could like cover up the acne that's popping up. Like, it's not okay. There's been a lot of butter involved and it needs to slow the f*** down. But it's cold as sh-
butter.
So I'm packing on. I'm packing it on.
You
a
look
little
fabulous.
Bit. Well, thank you, but so do you.
I feel like we both are just like, we know what we could. We could be, and then we look at the mirror like, the other day I was poking it just to make it jiggle, and my boyfriend's like, what are you doing? I'm like, watch. And it has this little like ripple of, I'm like, yeah. Oh, it's not cute. Anyways, that was all the carbs, all the potatoes that I've been loving, all the pasta. I'm like,
I feel like that's the thing though. When it's cold out, you need to keep yourself warm.
And so layer.
I think that's the time to allow yourself the grace, I feel like. Like, say, self, you deserve this. Mm-hmm. Put on a little bit. It's cold outside. You're supposed to be wearing long clothes. You don't have to dress like a hooker every day. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
Problem is, if the bigger I get because of this comfort, like layer, then I'm just going to end up looking like a little butterball.
No, you've never looked like a butterball. Shush now.
I mean.
No. But here's the thing. We have warm weather that will be coming up.
Yeah.
So what we're doing right now is we're going to keep doing what we're doing,
yep.
Right? We're still getting stuff done. I'm still working out.
Yep.
It's just that I'm eating more than I normally would because everything's so tasty
right now.
And it's
best,
cold.
This is the best time of year for foods and desserts, right?
Yes.
I mean, what tops this other than like what other season?
None.
Right?
I just like, summer,
we're like, it's too hot.
I don't consider food most of the year until it's like cold. And then I'm like, no, I must eat everything in sight. Like I can't keep snacks around because I'll sit there and mindlessly eat a whole box of Wheat Thins just in one sitting. It's not okay.
Or crock pot season, you guys. Like literally, like who loves a good crock pot meal?
I get horny for a crock pot.
See?
I think about, you can just put anything in there and it just is going to come out so fucking good.
Yes.
I made a chicken chili with pumpkin and all these veggies the other day and it makes the whole house smell good all day. It's like having a candle going of like some sort of amazing feast and it just has you salivating all day. How can you not eat?
And how can you not have more than one bowl?
I know.
That's the issue with me. Like when it's fresh, it's like the whole house smells good. Everything's delicious. And you're like, it's a soup.
Yeah.
Why not?
And also throw in all this bread with it. You're just, listen. Soup is just a bread topping. Like a bread is just a conduit for delivering soup to your mouth. Like it's, you don't use a spoon. Do you use a spoon for soup? No, you just scoop it with bread. At least, is that what you do?
Yeah.
I don't really do the spoon.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'll have the spoon there for the last dredges, but the rest of it's getting sopped up in like half a loaf of bread.
Yum.
So it's
so good. I love it. And so much butter. Oh. Again, butter.
I love a bread bowl.
Me too. And this morning I was getting breakfast and I went to the little like vegan drive-through place with the English muffins. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. But right next door is
soup
with a bread bowl.
Yeah.
No, kneaders.
Kneaders. Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I meant to say. Oh.
So like I'm in the morning, 9 a.m. going bread bowl, English muffin. Yeah, English muffin
one.
But I was like, it's 9 a.m. Why am I craving broccoli cheese soup in a big ass bread bowl right now?
Is there a breakfast soup?
There can be.
Could there not be a breakfast
but
soup?
But no eggs, please.
You don't like eggs?
Not in my soup.
What about like, but think about like the, have you ever liked the egg drop soup or the hot and sour soup where they have like
but
the.
But that's not a breakfasty thing.
It could be. I wonder if there's a way to make like a breakfast porridge soup that you could put into a bread bowl.
Let's ask
breakfast soup.
ChatGPT.
Yes. Oh my God, let's do it.
Please.
All right, so we've been having fun with ChatGPT and I'm going to ask her this question and then I need to address something about ChatGPT and all of you out there. All right.
Get ready.
Can you make me a recipe for a breakfast soup? right, so here's the thing. I've been seeing some comments.
Uh-huh.
And this is coming from people on YouTube. And I just want to know, where the fuck do you get off?
Where did you come from?
There's shit in a- Have you been enjoying the thumbnails that we've been experimenting with for the last few episodes?
Yes.
I've been enjoying them too, because I get to pick something cool. I get to kind of be like, this is what I'm looking for, and you fine tune it. And it's fun. You and I were doing it together
cute.
The other day.
They're cute.
When I have to go through and make thumbnails, right? David doesn't make thumbnails. David, love you. All the best. You are the best. I make the thumbnails. It's just one thing I do. David edits everything through for the episode. He gets all the bleeps out, you know, when for the nice girl clock and all that stuff. Does all that kind of stuff. Puts it together. I make the clips. I make the thumbnails. I schedule the stuff to YouTube. I schedule the stuff to Patreon. I'm doing all of the behind the scenes stuff except for editing the episode, which David does an amazing job at, and he schedules them to go out for audio episodes. All the back scene stuff, that's me too.
That's
all
right.
I've been doing this stuff. So when you tell me the AI thumbnail is bad, I didn't make it. It was a computer. And also, like, oh,
don't use the AI.
Shut up.
Peanut gallery.
No one fucking asked you. And it doesn't take away. Are you just like not going to watch an episode because of a thumbnail? If you're listening to a podcast, you don't even get a thumbnail. You get like a fucking show photo. So if I'm going to make something on ChatGPT just to use for YouTube to save me some fucking time, because I don't know if you know the fucking shit that I do aside from just the podcast, filming my own content, editing my own content, doing all the scheduling, being in my DMs. There is a bug flying around my head. Everything that I do, it needs like 50 fucking people. I got me. I got Laura and I got David.
And she's
that's it.
She's pretty much equivalent to 50 people with how much she does.
At least that many personalities. But here's the thing. I don't give a fuck. I will use AI if I fucking want to, unless you want to start fucking paying me money to pay someone else to scrub through to find the perfect fucking thumbnail face grab from each of us.
And we like our AI little, like, it's fun. It's cute.
And you're not fun. And I would just like to make that known. Like, where the fuck do you get off, quite honestly?
Correct. Where did you come from? Go back.
Where did you come from?
Where did you go?
Where did you come from?
Cotton Eye.
Sergio.
So what's the breakfast soup, babe? Let's
see.
Oh,
right.
Breakfast I want to hear. Yeah, we had to go off because, yeah.
Oh, my God. Here's a delicious recipe for a hearty breakfast soup. Write this down. Ingredients. David, 1 tablespoon of olive oil or butter, 1 small onion finely chopped, 2 garlic cloves minced, ooh, 4 slices of bacon or sausage links. Well, we could leave that out optional for vegetarian
style. There's vegan sausage, though.
There's also vegan sausage.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 1 medium potato peeled and diced.
Okay.
1 carrot peeled and diced.
Yum.
1 cup of fresh spinach or kale chopped.
Yum.
I just said frith. 4 cups of chicken or vegetable broth.
Okay.
1/2 cup of milk or cream, optional for a creamy texture.
All right.
4 eggs, 1 per serving, poached or soft boiled, salt and pepper to taste, a pinch of paprika or smoked paprika, optional, fresh herbs like parsley or chives for garnish. Saute the aromatics. Heat olive oil or butter in a large pot over medium heat. Add the onion and garlic and saute until translucent, about 2 to 3 minutes.
Oh.
If using bacon or sausage, add it now and cook until browned. Add vegetables. Stir in the diced potato and carrot. Cook for another 3 to 4 minutes, stirring occasionally. We should definitely make this. Simmer the broth. Pour in the chicken or vegetable broth, bring to a boil, then reduce the heat and let it simmer until the vegetables are tender, about 10 to 12 minutes. Add greens. Stir in the chopped spinach or kale. Cook for 2 to 3 minutes until wilted. If you prefer a creamy soup, now stir in the milk or cream at this stage.
Mm.
Season and adjust. Season with salt, black pepper, and paprika to taste. Adjust seasoning as needed. Prepare the eggs. While the soup simmers, poach or soft boil the eggs separately. To poach, crack each egg into a small bowl and gently slide it into simmering water. Cook for 3 to 4 minutes until the whites are set but the yolk is still runny. Serve. Ladle the hot soup into bowls. Gently place 1 poached or soft-boiled egg on top of each serving. Garnish with fresh herbs.
Now, what egg would you want?
Never soft-boiled. That's disgusting.
And I don't like poached. I just don't want egg in mine. But I do the rest.
For some reason, I feel like you could make a scrambled egg. Because if you're making it creamy, you have like the fluffy scrambled egg in there with the potatoes and veggies, but I would add bell pepper.
Bell pepper.
I don't think that there's enough veggies in that.
Correct. I agree. And bell pepper can always go in breakfast.
Like
in an omelet. But like, I just don't like my idea of my eggs being in a soup. Me, personally. But
yeah, that's fair.
Just because I never was a big egg drop soup person anyways.
I didn't like the egg drop soup. I would just like scoop the egg out and just eat the egg and then maybe drink the broth. But it was so salty.
Yeah.
It would get to be a lot of salt.
Or like top ramen.
With hot and sour soup? Do you fuck with that?
Not really.
I really like how weird it is. I don't mean that in any sort of way. I've just always thought it's like... it's a strange flavor for anything, and it's a soup, and so I really like it.
I did miso.
Miso is good.
Miso horny. But yeah, miso soup I messed around with, but yeah, the other ones.
But see, that's the thing. Like, how can you hate on the ChatGPT or like the AI images and stuff like that? Because like, it just gave me a fucking recipe. That's cool. And yeah, then you take that and you can fine tune it yourself, but it's cool to give you like a basis for like working on things. And honestly, like, you know, I used to be under this mindset too of like, well, eventually AI will just like replace me and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, it will. And by the time that happens, I'm going to be old anyway. No one want to look at me. I can just preserve myself in a little AI bot forever.
Might as well.
And while I'm old and wither away and then... You know what I mean?
Like you'll live on.
I'll live on.
Yeah.
I will go on. You can't stop me. So I just think like, figure it out, get on board. Like it's one of the things of being like too adverse to like changes. Cause it's like, you're not gonna, by being like, fuck AI, this is stupid. You're not gonna stop it from happening or progressing. Do you know what I mean? So just, the way I see it is kind of like, you can either fear it or you can figure out how to do something with what you like to do or what you do for work that would involve that in the future. Become acquainted with it. Become like open up some level of understanding with it, because then when things do start to change outside of your areas of control, you're not feeling like completely lost because you were just like, fuck, this is stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, make it your friend.
Yeah, you have to make it. Just make sure you thank your Alexa and say please and thank you. Like teach the etiquette and live the etiquette that you want to receive.
Correct.
From our AI overlords.
Exactly. I agree. 1,000%.
I think it's good. So was that, did you hear a buzz? Did I have laundry going? That was weird. Anyway. And I want you guys to take yourselves to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and experience better hydration today. You get 16 ounces of water. Pop in one stick of Liquid IV and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to get all those vitamins and electrolytes that your body needs. So support the show. LiquidIV.com. Use code TWND.
Goodbye. Do it. But I think also like it could be like, yeah, like a tool to help you. And like you said, make it like your own. Mm-hmm. Because like I have a friend that also like designed their whole house with ChatGPT, like ask them for like information or help. To like design like the furniture and all that, like, and
that's everything. Fucking sick.
Yeah, and like they made it their own, you know, but like they were moving and they were like, well, I just asked AI to make me like a whole like concept for my house.
That's so really cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
So
sorry,
use
I just
it.
Had a moment where use I felt it. Like I've been sitting weird this whole time. I think I've been like
I feel like I'm like this too, but like I don't want to lay back
because we're just like so
yeah I'm like I think I'm good like this. Also you could definitely use AI like all the time for like like recipes. That's like so like knowledgeable, or like just to make things easier, like if you're stuck in a situation, like with like anything, like if you're having a hard day and you're like, fuck, like let's ask AI what they would do.
Here you go.
Come on.
Listen, there's something for everyone. And when I say that, I'm going to talk about feet for a minute. If you use ChatGPT, you can just be like, hey, ChatGPT, can you make me like a photo of a pair of really beautiful feet with like whatever toenail color you want? Like these aren't even a commodity anymore. I'll show these off for free because TikTok's getting removed. Everything's going fucking crazy and AI can just make feet now out of nowhere. So think about that. You can make anything like it. And it's crazy. And it's just like, you might as well explore it, have some fun with it. Everything's going to be a little bit weird, but that's how things always go when things change. It's weird. And then suddenly it's just a part of life forever. Like when the internet was created, still within our lifetimes,
It's, we're just in the beginning. Crazy. Like, so get ready for more.
Yeah.
Get ready for more. And then if you guys at home that watch or listen, let us know what you guys use ChatGPT for. Call in, yes. Email us, 702-900-6446 or twndpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear what you benefit from with like all the AI world, because yeah. We know that we welcome it wholeheartedly. So. Yeah.
And I think, you know, there's just going to be all that learning curve of like figuring stuff out with it. But to the people who are like, oh, this is going to like destroy the world and take away like and make me obsolete or whatever, think about it this way. What if things are just so different in the future that we can't comprehend what that's going to be? But maybe we don't have to grind at whatever job it is that we think that we want to do. That's why we were talking about before on other episodes, like figure out something that you really like, something that makes you happy. If you like are worried about becoming obsolete because of this or that, then think about like if you didn't have whatever job it is that you have now or whatever you think you're going to be like attracted from by AI, right? Then think about what if you that was just gone, what would you do? What would you enjoy if you just had like all of this unlimited time? And I'm not saying that that will necessarily be the case, but I think that a lot of people like lose the older we get and like the more that we grind at things, like what do I like what makes me happy,
not passions.
Like passions. Like I know a lot of people who I feel like sometimes it's hard to have conversations with them because they don't have hobbies
or
like not even just hobbies, but yeah, like substance, like, oh, here's something like I'm interested in that isn't like relative to I don't know some fucking social media trend or, you know, some fucking party that they went to or this club and this fucking just, you know, surface level kind of bullshit.
Which is crazy. Like more and more nowadays too, like going out in like a social setting, like in like seeing the people that are there just to like make the appearance, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the people that like we're kind of talking about. Like those are the ones that like they don't have much other than like just like, oh, this is me. This is what I'm doing. And it's like you try to have a conversation and it's like, dang, like it's like pulling teeth.
Feel like half the time I'm like, damn, we should really have more photos together. But then we just are invested in doing the thing. We're not just like taking a bunch of photos. We think about it later. We're like, oh, damn, we should have.
Yeah.
Like,
but and that's also like just like because like when you're in the moment and having such a good time, your last thought is your phone.
Yeah.
And that's part of it.
Like that's how you know you're having a really good time. It's like you're not just having to like check in on this, like the whole meme of like closing Instagram just to open Instagram. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
and I don't think like personally I've ever had as many photos with a bestie than I have till like today. You know what I mean? Which is like a big thing. Because like even though we don't like take pictures every freaking moment when we're together, I have more photos with you than I do with my own family, which is beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful thing, right? Like, it's something to celebrate.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have baby photos. But that's because, like, after each move of, like, trauma after trauma, I lost everything.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm happy to have, over. Yeah, I have my memories with you and, like, you know, my Polaroids that, like, you've given me, like, over the years.
Yeah.
And, like, also just, like, my phone, just having, like, let's see, how many photos do you have on your phone right now?
I just heard how I said yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
No.
Why was it so masculine? Yeah. Like, what?
I don't know. I love it, though. So, like, how many photos do you have in your phone right now?
Oh, God. That's gonna, yep. They updated the whole...
I know, this app is weird. What's going on?
Do you want to guess?
How do you find out?
So go to... Go X. It tells you up at the top.
44,593.
You have more than me! Oh my God!
How many do you have?
42,894.
But I literally have like screenshots galore, multiples of photos, multiples. Yeah.
Every time I try to go through and start like downsizing, I get so overwhelmed that I just like.
And you're really good at that. Like, you're really good at emails, texts.
Not photos, though.
Okay, like, how many texts do you have right now? We've done this before.
Like, for any of you who have ever had to organize a hard drive, maybe you will understand this, but I have like such a systematic way of organizing. But if there becomes like a week where things get out of control and I just start throwing stuff into like an open folder, it will sit there for like the longest time, and then I'll like think that I'll mini organize it, but I won't go in and organize
it
fully.
Shit folder?
So then it turns into this other random subfolder that's somehow organized differently than the old other folder that it's in. So I still can't find anything. Sometimes
you're
it
like,
takes so long.
Comb through the miscellaneous. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. How many texts do you have unread?
Oh, none.
Wait, oh. Really?
Oh, eight, because I just got eight things for, like, here's this sale that we're having. You know, like, when you just get a bunch of those at once, so it's eight of those. How many? How the fuck? Is that 199 unread texts? How do you sleep at night?
Really good.
How?
Really, like a baby.
But what are they? Are they like work related?
I couldn't tell you.
Can we go?
A lot of ads.
Oh my god.
Ad,
like,
person.
Find anything. Oh my god. That's crazy.
Some family. Sorry, I love you.
I go through at the end of every week and I clear out like everything.
I don't know. I should clear that out though, because it does hold a lot of memory, like texts that don't really make any difference.
Oh,
right? Like, doesn't it?
Things that have ended. Yeah.
Like, it just holds up memory, and then it's like, no wonder my shit's full.
Yeah. And then the phone will start being really slow. I thought you meant like memories of bad situations. That's where my memory is going. You're like, no, bitch, storage memory on the phone.
All the memories.
But like that too. I mean, sometimes you'll be going through. Sometimes I've done that too, where you go through and like you saw the last thing someone said to you and you just like never spoke again. You're like,
all right,
I'll delete. And then you're like, but maybe I want to look at it and hurt later. Maybe I'll just delete it later. You know what I mean?
I might need this on a night where I feel really shitty just to get me a little lower.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Yeah. It's fun, isn't it?
That made me giggle.
I would like to take a break real quick.
Yes. I need to get some water.
Just for Patreon. So we are going to leave you with a word from sponsor and we'll be right back. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
All right.
Welcome back to the show, because I think that what I was going to say was that I'm very happy that I finally got laid, because I was doing I was trying to masturbate and I like couldn't get there. I felt like this is how I imagine, you know, when guys talk about post nut regret, like when they jerk off and then they just like feel bad.
That's a thing.
Yeah. And I've never
post nut regret.
Yeah. And I've never, I don't like get that when I masturbate. Like it's very few times that I can think of, but I was feeling so low the past couple days that when I was trying to masturbate, I felt just like sad after. I was just like,
So you had the post nut regret.
I did. And it hurt like inside. I was like, I was almost there. Right. And I was like, I don't want to be doing this. What the fuck?
What
the fuck? Like I didn't want
and
to.
And now mama's
but then
back.
I was like, I had to get over the finish line. But then I just laid there like, it took so long. I could have been doing so many other things. I could have been productive. And instead of just laying here in my own filth, like, what? It felt so bad. Anyway, so I don't know if that's how y'all feel or if that's what you're talking about with post-nut regret,
so bad.
But that's what it felt like. And I never want to feel like that. So if you feel like that after you come, I'm sorry, because that was terrible. But
and we wish you
speedy recovery.
Opposite of that.
We wish you wet dreams and orgasms and feelings of joy.
The wettest.
We want post-nut joy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Post-nut...
clarity.
Yes, exactly.
But like the good way. Not, you know, I think post-nut clarity is good. But anyway, so I'm back now and I feel good about that.
Post-nut but success.
I was thinking while I was down... While I was down in the dumps after coming, I just like made myself feel good about this, which is not like a good way to feel after you come. And I started laying there and I was thinking like, what if you were, you know, when they say, I don't know if this is even true, but they've said that you're born with all of the moles that you're going to have for the rest of your life. And they just like come out depending on like how you age and sun exposure and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's true, but that's what my brain thought of. When I thought to myself, what if you're born with all of the orgasms you're ever going to have in your life?
Whoa. And that's why the babies like, come out screaming.
I don't know. Like maybe they just have like, this is like a limited amount, right? Can you imagine? But everybody's is different. It's like however many eggs you're born with.
Yeah.
Like that's like
Are
another thing.
Are you born with all the eggs?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm a whore.
Let's ask ChatGPT. Are you born with all your eggs?
Okay.
Also, so about the mole thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Like, okay, I never really stare at my moles because, like, I just don't. But last night, I'm washing my face and doing my skincare routine, everyone, and I noticed I have these little ones on my neck that are getting pretty big.
Yeah, I've had some big ones.
But, like, my, I think, like, in my family, people would get them, like, lasered off or, like, removed. But, like, they don't bug me. It's like they're massive.
If it was, like, catching on your necklace all the time and it hurt, that would be one thing, but...
Or if it looked like a third nipple, then, yeah.
Yeah. So just, like, a nipple in the middle of your chest.
Gotta
like,
go.
On your collarbone.
Gotta go.
So, no, that's not true. I don't know where I heard that. I feel stupid now, but that's
okay
because I am stupid. Thank you so much, ChatGPT. But genetics is a huge determining factor if you're going to have a lot of moles. And I keep getting more and more moles as
Moly.
I age. And I've had moles cut off throughout my life. And then, like, if I cut off one, like, three more grow in, it's like pulling a gray hair, which is also probably a myth. But my dad has so many moles.
Your mom does?
There's moles everywhere. So I know that someday I'm just going to be a mole. And that's okay.
I hope you are.
And I'm okay with that.
I will take care of you.
But then I was
I'll
like,
be like, come here, my mole
There's
friend.
So many moles. And I'm like, well, I always wanted freckles. You just kind of like get them. It's just like having a shitload of freckles like in random places.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like so anyway. That. And now, yeah, I embrace my freckles or my beauty marks or whatever. And so I'll do my makeup and put them back on.
I'll still cut them off if they get too annoying. Because if they stand out too far, hairs start growing out of them. And then you feel like a witch.
Ooh,
you know
cute.
What I mean? And then you get the ones that get really deep inside the mole scar and they hurt when you pull it out.
Because it's like a long string inside?
Yeah. And you're like, and you're like, I am a witch. But then you feel like if you pull them out, you're also pulling out your power. And you're like, should I just keep it? And you start like massaging it, flicking it around. And
maybe
you like
it's
the,
doing
the way
more
it
good.
Feels.
Yeah. Maybe it's doing more good than bad. Maybe
you ever get the chin ones where you get like one long one like under your chin?
I probably have one now because I haven't done any of that like, you know, like facial.
I did the facial shaving and I just cut myself. And so I said, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Also, I feel like I'm furrier now than I was.
I like to be furry.
I'm furry.
It keeps you warm. Maybe if I didn't shave off my fur, I'd eat less.
But the thing is, the makeup lays so much better when you do those.
I know.
It looks like
then sometimes
really good.
The makeup
me.
Looks like flawless, and then you get in the sun.
And
for some
fur.
Reason, the sun blows it out like lights just do not. But you get in the sun and you turn your face slightly to the side, and you can just see, like, oh, my nose also has fine hair. That's
yeah.
lovely.
Sometimes I feel like I have like fine. Like fuzzies under my eyelashes here.
Sometimes I feel like I have them growing in my eyelids, like into my eyeballs.
Oh, I feel like I have one on this side.
And because sometimes
it's
it
annoying.
Looks like you can pull it out right there. People are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
We are nuts. And welcome to the show.
I love this. Oh, speaking of eyes, we were talking about this the other day, but have you guys ever thought about the fact that you never stop seeing?
Oh, this is actually like really good because you told me this the other day and I was like, you're right.
These are the thoughts I have alone by myself when I'm partaking of marijuana. But I was like sitting out in the sun, just relaxing. And I was like, oh, I'm so relaxed right now. But when the sun is like directly on your eyelids, or if you, even if you look at these little ring lights here
and
you
close
your eyes, eventually you see it. Do you know what I mean? It makes the ring around. And when you have the sun directly on your eyelids, but you're not sleeping because your brain is still on and firing on all cylinders.
It's like when you're laying in bed to fall asleep.
Yeah, you can see the little like veins in your eyelids and everything gets red. You can see things move. So you never stop seeing.
Even when you're sleeping.
Even, well, technically when you're sleeping, because your brain is like in that dormant phase where like your receptors aren't firing for your
So then they turn
eyes.
Off?
But I guess, but do they?
No.
They're always just kind of there. Like at any moment, even in deep sleep, could your brain just like turn on your eyes and be like, you're seeing now?
Do you ever like, does it take a minute sometimes to get your eyes to really focus after like an abrupt wake up? Like no. In the dark? Yes, for me.
Oh.
Like I'll wake up, like I'll hear something. Maybe it's like one of the ferrets flopping out of the hammock. It's like boom. And then I go like this. And then like it takes a second for my eyes to like really adjust because it's so dark in the house like at night. Mm. Like, and I'm like, oh gosh.
I don't. Well, see, I do keep on like a nightlight to go to the bathroom because if I wake up in the night,
it's
not like completely pitch dark. But I have had before where I sit in my closet having a panic attack and, you know, I like it completely dark and I'll look around.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, anyway, now you know something you should know
She's
about
like,
me.
She's like, you know,
I like completely darkness when I'm having a mental breakdown.
Darkness, so. darkness.
I can't even say words today. This is insane.
Weed.
But anyway, so thinking about that, sitting in the darkness, I keep my eyes open. I don't just like close my eyes like, I cry with my eyes open like a man. All right. So, but eventually, even though it looks pitch black at first, my eyes can adjust. And then I just like see the outlines of like the hangers, but I couldn't see them before. But I'm just sitting there like looking up.
Yeah.
But eventually you can see that there are like shapes and stuff like that. Like,
in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like shapes though. It's not like what it is.
Like, yeah. Like you couldn't have any sort of detail, but you get like
if there's a
difference
chair,
in lighting, even if there seems like there's no lighting.
It's darker shades.
Yeah.
Of darkness.
Yeah. Darkness. something darkness. Isn't it fun to do weird voices into the microphone when you can hear it? You do one. Darkness.
Hello, Clarice.
By the way, I was thinking about the fact that like the last two episodes have been about God and Jesus.
I thought so too. I was like, we're really going on a, like a religious rant.
But what's funny is neither of those on YouTube were demonetized.
Go figure.
But like most of the other ones are, and it's funny because it's like ghosted by God and what was the other one? What the fuck, Jesus or something like that. What was that? Fuck, I can't even remember. Anyway, but it was funny that those ones were like
they
not
were fine.
Demonetized.
They just went right under the cracks smoothly.
They're like, this is fine. This is religious. Don't worry.
I love it. Well, we might have cracked the code on that one.
Yes. Oh, but what would you do? Okay. If you had a limited number of orgasms, because I was really thinking about that. Like, if you had to actually like preserve them, I think about if that was a thing, I would have burned through so many during like my cam girl years.
What if it was like, yeah, what if you like had like a genie lamp and you only got 3 orgasms?
What the fuck?
Yeah, and you'd have to wish for it on the lamp. 3 only.
When only
would you
3.
Use them? And starting now, like you wouldn't have to
like 3 for the rest of my life,
forever.
not like I have to start over,
yeah,
and only get
no,
3.
3 and it's a magic genie lamp and it brings you the best orgasm you could ever imagine, but you only have 3.
But you only have 3. So like what times, or what do you mean, like the settings?
Yeah,
or?
Like, or no, like would you space them out throughout the rest of your life? Although we don't know how much life we have, right? Correct? So would you just use them all? Would you use them all at once? Be like, YOLO, I might not live tomorrow.
I'm going to die when I'm 99.
Okay, so that's impressive. So would you space them out like from here until 99? Like evenly? It's like you could smash when you're 90. And you'd have the best orgasm of your life still.
That's what I was thinking. So
would you do them all at the end of the end? At the end.
No. I think that you need to have like a period of time because, all right, so I want one while I'm still like feeling myself.
Yeah.
Feeling hot.
Okay.
And then I want one after I've hit menopause.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's like
sucked
I
out.
Need to experience a little bit of the downturn of menopause, uh-huh. feel really down, but then I get brought up by like the best orgasm I've ever had.
Yeah, I like again. That.
Then I want one like that kills me.
Yeah.
Like that's,
so that's
how
what
I die.
I'm thinking of too.
But like, here's my scenario with that. So the one that I get to have before I hit menopause, I want to have it be my fantasy that I talked about, where it's a big circular glass room.
Yeah.
And I get
and
to fuck on the bed.
You.
And then I have someone in a gimp suit that's over here who's in a chastity, not allowed to touch themselves, in a full latex suit. And they have to collect all the money that people are throwing in.
Oh, yeah.
Watching me have the best orgasm of my life. And I can't see any of them because I don't want to. And they're behind like privacy glass. It's like an interrogation room,
yes,
but like
the money
a
comes
circle.
Through.
And then it flies down like you're in one of those chambers,
yes,
you know? And it's just like falling all over you. And I don't even have to touch the dirty money. Because a little gimp does it. And
yes. And sanitizes it for you.
Yeah. That's the best one. And then the menopause one would definitely be like on a nice destination vacation.
Like a tropical island that's like just you two or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Or five, you 50.
70. Honestly, it would probably be 70 when I'm 99. Because if it's going to kill me, it's going to be... an event. I'm not going to have a funeral. I'm going to have a fuck fest and that's how I'll die.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I might save all three to the end and
like
just like go
end?
Off, like go off, like get like, sent off. So fucking like pleasurable. And then I'm just covered in my own goo and I'm dead.
Wait, have you ever timed how long one of your orgasms has lasted?
No.
Because did you know that pigs orgasm for 30 minutes straight, like 20 to 30 minutes straight, something like that.
While like penetrating or like
just like their orgasm lasts that long.
Damn, they're freaks. That makes me think of bacon so differently now.
Yeah.
Damn.
But fuck.
Is bacon an aphrodisiac or pork? No.
I can't imagine like horking down a loaf of bacon and then like sucking dick. Like what the
fuck? Whoa. That's the episode's called.
Hork and bacon and sucking dick.
Then we'll definitely get demonetized for that. I love it though.
No.
Why not?
Oh my God. But no, that sounds terrible. That sounds repulsive.
Sounds very dehydrated.
I know that you've had to have sucked off a guy before who like smelled like uncooked bacon. That's like a...
What? What? Uncooked bacon.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Like what's
if there
down
are any
there?
Women listening to this right now, or if you're a guy who doesn't wash,
or if you're a guy that goes down on other guys,
that too. Back me up on this because there have been instances, and maybe I've just been more of a hoe than you. also put into situations that were outside of my areas of control. So that's just another thing in and of itself. Now, some dicks, you pull down the pants. You already get kind of a must. You pull down the underpants. You see no one has sheared here in years. There's been no shearing. Nope.
No,
these are
shearing.
All natural. And it just has a scent that like when you, if you've ever cooked bacon, you pull with that little tab because it's just held down by that weird glue that doesn't make sense how it holds together. And then, and what wafts up into your nostrils, that uncooked bacon smell, the first puff of the package, that is what some men's package smells like. And you cannot tell me otherwise because my face has been there. It has experienced it on more than one occasion. And it makes me not really like bacon.
Me no like.
It makes me think of situations I wish, you know, maybe didn't happen.
Ew. Put a little powder on that shit, you guys. Yeah, make it not so musky. And
it's a lot.
Smelling like Porky Pig over here. Porky the Pig. Let me see if I have anything in my notes.
It's just like, I wish that you would, like, take care of yourself. Like, can you imagine having a penis and just not washing it? I'd be playing with that shit all the time in the shower. Just like... whacking it around, wiggling around, get the soap going on, two-handed, because it's huge in my mind. Maybe I have tiny hands. Can you imagine if I was a guy with a small dick and tiny hands?
Yes.
Because I have big hands now, but imagine if I'm a guy and I just have tiny little hands.
And a micro penis. Oh,
do you want to talk about the fact that someone told you that you had like doll hands?
Oh yeah, that was funny. So I'm doing someone's makeup, but when I introduced myself, I shook her hand, and her immediate reaction was, "You have really dainty hands." And I was like, kind of like taken back because like I literally have never heard this before in my life.
Yeah, I just thought she knew because when you told me that, I was like, yeah,
like let's shake hands. They're probably cold and clammy, but
no, your hands are warm.
They
mine
are?
Mine are cold. Yeah,
they feel sweaty though on the tips.
Yeah,
just the tips.
Just the tips.
But yeah, so like again, are they dainty?
Yes.
Oh,
I feel like I could squeeze like this and crush your bones.
Do it.
I don't want to. I really would hurt you. So, but no, not like intentionally. That's
no,
why I'm not doing
joking.
It. But yeah, like you do have like the tiniest little hands. But when she told me that, I was just like, yeah. But you didn't know that you
and
have
I
like,
was, like
little
shook.
Tiny hands.
I was shook.
Because I remember I've thought about it before because
you're doing your makeup too.
So Laura will do my makeup and she'll either have really cold fingers or really warm fingers. There's like no in between when you're doing makeup for some reason. But sometimes she'll apologize because her fingertips are cold, but she's pressing them under my eyes, which feels amazing. And I just always marvel at how like tiny they feel. They feel like my pinkies, but on hands. Like you've seen those little rubber hands that people put on their fingertips. That's
fingers.
How her fingers feel. It
Damn.
Was just so funny to me.
That
well, that's why you're such a little artist, because you have like the precision. You know what I mean?
It makes me happy. I got tiny hands.
I really like it though.
I got the little tiny. I get in there.
You really get in there.
I get the details.
Like when I try to put on fake eyelashes, look at these. Think about the mechanics of how I would fit.
It's like
I
have tweezer hands.
You do have, you have tweezer fingers.
Edward tweezer fingers.
Laura tweezer hands.
Hey, if I ever need to change my name, Wham Glam Artistry, yeah. It would be Laura tweezer hands. Maybe during the holidays only, I'll just come out like that.
Yes.
That'd be cool, actually, for a photo shoot, like to have like the
tweezer
Edward scissor hands makeup, but then I have tweezer hands. I don't know, though. I'm not really like a, what do you call it? Like an esthetician, which I feel like an esthetician would fuck with tweezers more.
I feel like I shouldn't be allowed to have tweezers or like the pimple kits.
I shouldn't have tweezers either.
Because I just like pick apart my whole face and then I'm like, this is better. And it's not.
And then it's really the opposite.
Did you also have anything in your notes?
Yeah, I was checking, actually. Let's
cool.
See.
You check, and I will start pulling up some voicemails, because I do believe we have voicemails
stop
today.
Stop it.
I will not stop it.
Stop.
I will not. You can't make me, bitch.
Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Biatch. Beep.
I don't know why that happened. Sorry, David, you cut that out. That was really loud. All right. 3 seconds. Thank you so much for that. That was, honestly, I felt that.
Wait a second.
It answered, shame, left. Did 3 seconds.
Did we do our vag nicknames? Below Deck and Super Pumped? Why is this in my notes? Remember when we were going to do vag and Below Deck?
No.
Me, we had white eyelashes till I heard you say it, and now I have like five. MeWe.
What are... I don't remember. Super pumped and below deck.
Donut box.
Which one are we?
I must be super pumped or below deck. Those are the names probably Carlo made for me when you told me to ask him to make me vag nicknames. Super pumped? Damn.
Below deck. I don't remember that at all.
I don't think we ever touched back on that.
All right. Well, you look. Let's listen to this.
Hi, Molly. Hi, Laura. Another great episode, number 173, The Sound of Cereal. So I had to call in and leave another message about it. This is Dan out of Chicago.
Hi, Dan.
I love, first of all, you look really, really chill, really relaxed in the bedroom. So nice little change of pace. But I like how you took the cereal segment and intertwined it throughout the whole episode.
It was so fun.
We really thought about that concept for a long time. We discussed it. We had a big mood board. We had a whole panel of people that were like, how is this going to test? How do you feel about intertwining the cereal throughout the entirety of the episode? And they said that if we only did a segment on cereal and didn't intertwine it, that no one would listen. And what's crazy is that when we followed the advice of the panel, 5 people listened to that episode. It was crazy.
What?
I know.
One question, though, just wondering if maybe, because these are your favorite cereals, maybe getting ones that you maybe haven't had before, or maybe something that maybe looks maybe a little bit grosser and try them out.
So, Dan, if you've never listened before, if you go back, we do actually have an episode, and we could definitely, I'm always down to do a food trying episode, but we have actually done something similar before when we went to World Market. And we picked up a bunch of different kinds of foods and did a big taste test episode. David, if you can look that up, that would be cool. I don't know which one that was. Anyway, but go back, do some lore, watch all of them. It's good for us.
See what goes on, see how crunchy they are, and see if it's something you want to do. Maybe healthier, my choices too. Other than that, love the episode. You guys look great. Thank you again for doing this podcast every week. And thanks again. Have a happy holiday and enjoy. Thank you.
Thank
happy
you, Dan
holidays.
From Chicago.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
All right, here's another one.
Yes. Hi, Molly. This is
I love that.
Barry Morgan. I've left a message before.
Yes.
But I watched your podcast. It was a couple weeks after your flood. And you just took it so nicely. I mean, I just wanted to say I love you, and I wish I could talk to you one of these days. You're just a special person,
and
I just think you're beautiful in all ways, personality and all.
Thanks.
Just wanted to say that for you.
Thanks.
And I wish I could talk to you in person.
Thanks.
Thank you. You're a really lovely girl.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. It's too much. And you wouldn't like to talk to me in person because I don't go out in person.
I have...
Yes, please.
Well,
thank you
for
calling
in
as well.
We appreciate you guys. So if I were to ask you, what would you rather live with for the rest of your life? Mm-hmm. Like only one or the other. Soup or cereal?
Soup.
Soup forever? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Soup for me too.
I go through phases of wanting cereal. But one thing, I will always make is soup.
Yeah.
I'm always in the mood for soup. There's so many different kinds of soup. Like, you have, that goes from chowders, like a porridge. Like, even I would consider rice pudding to be a kind of soup.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? If you can make it in a crock pot, it's kind of like a soup. Even like those little tiny meatballs, it's kind of like soup. It has sauce, it has meatballs.
Yes.
So anyway, soup.
Also, okay, soup. Also, where do you think... Because, like, for me, this is
babies
the biggest...
come from.
Well, that. Okay. But where do you think socks go when you can't find the matching sock? Because I have so many, like I call them my misfit socks. Mm-hmm. And my misfit drawer is so massive. Like, and it's, like, just a bunch of just the one socks.
Hmm.
Where are the others? Are they getting taken by my ferrets and storing them behind the fridge. I don't know.
I think it's probably like a glitch in the simulation. It's like, oh, we forgot to replicate two socks. Or it's just the creator fucking with you where it's like, huh, you're missing a sock.
I bought it as a pair.
It is kind of curious. I was thinking about that the other day when I was folding laundry because it was like, I keep everything really clean and I would like look under the bed. I'm like, did socks fall under here? But there's nothing.
Oh, maybe I gotta look under the bed.
You could try looking under the bed. Yeah, it's this couch. Don't worry, we're going to wrap it up soon anyway. But this couch, for those of you who have never seen this couch before,
we love it.
Done a lot of things on this couch. And so, but it's full of feathers. And I didn't realize until I purchased this couch that I am allergic to it. And so is Laura. And so if we sit on this couch for too long, we get very stuffy. And I can actually hear it in my voice right now when we're talking. You're starting to whistle a little bit. Everything gets more congested. So we can't sit on the couch for long, which is actually great for productivity because I cannot sit my ass on this couch for too long. So, but this has been really fun. And do you have anything that you want to wrap up with?
Yes. So, okay.
Next week will be our gift exchange episode. And so you guys are not going to want to miss out on that because I'm going to be wearing something a little flirty for the holidays. Don't know if you want to see that, but normally that's only reserved for Patreon. And if you go to patreon.com/twndpodcast, you can join the Dirtbag tier and make sure that you get access to the Thought Takes episodes, which are also coming in holiday outfits. So everything is just a little bit behind, so please bear with us while all the renovation stuff is happening. It's why we have blanket curtains for those who are watching on YouTube or Patreon.
That's why we're here in the fort today.
We're working on it, and I think that we're still having fun, and we're fucking kicking it, and we're going to start off the year with a bang.
Yes, so. And don't forget, your homework is to share the pod with a friend.
Yes.
Share it with an enemy. Share it at your holiday get-togethers.
Yeah.
Share it with yourself over and over. Watch it over and over. If you don't have friends, family, neighbors, whatever, keep watching it.
Yeah.
Because we love you, and you have us as your family and friends.
And we've said before, if you call into the podcast and leave us a voicemail or an email, we will call out someone that you want us to call out. And yep. You can send it to them. Kind of like, think of it almost as like a free cameo.
Yeah,
or you know what I mean? You can just clip it and share it, and it's like we have no skin in the game. We're just comedic actors.
We're just here
vibing. If you have someone you want to call, it'd be like, Dave, the fuck is wrong with you, Dave? Stop letting your dog shit on my front doorstep, Dave. Have some personal responsibility, Dave. That's why your wife left you. It's why no one will ever love you again, Dave, or Dale, Tom. Billy, Millicent, perhaps. So call in to 702-900-6446. Leave us a voicemail about anything and everything. We thank you all for following the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. And for following me on Instagram at This Redhead is SFW and on TikTok at Leave Molly Alone. And Laura, where can they find you?
Me at Wham Glam Artistry. Also, the same on TikTok, which I don't really use, but I'm there. Hey!
TikTok is getting deleted anyway, so it doesn't really matter. No. Just remember that nothing really matters that much, and that's okay. And what was the homework again?
To share with a friend.
So thank you all for joining us, and we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.